And talk about coming back. It's 2 years in a row.
It's a beautiful setting here for sure. And we were so well received, and the crowd was off the charts last year. And I trust that it will be again on Saturday morning. And, you know, all of those things matter and provide a great backdrop for the show. But the number one reason we're here is because Utah's good again. And I think that they should be proud of that, that they're in contention and have a chance to have a signature win on Saturday afternoon.
Some of your colleagues were saying they thought this could be UW's first loss of the season. Where do you stand on that? And give us your thoughts on the game.
Well, I think it's their toughest challenge for sure. Look, I think Washington looks the part. They haven't necessarily been tested. Not their fault necessarily. Who could have forecast that Stanford and Oregon would be in such states of disarray as they are at this point? But Washington has a big, fast, physical defensive line. They've got playmakers on the outside. They've got an outstanding quarterback. Got a good running back, good running attack. They've got all the pieces. But you look across the country, and real, legitimate signature road wins have been hard to come by this year. I mean, who has it? Ohio State has one at Oklahoma. I guess Alabama has one at Tennessee. You know, maybe depending on how you look at Ole Miss. Clemson has one at Auburn. It's hard to find upper echelon teams with great road wins. And I think it's tough, especially for a team that's still pretty young in Washington, and this is a really tough place to play. That said, I do think Washington has all the components and has the look of a team that is a legitimate playoff contender.
How does it feel being here? What's sort of the atmosphere here compared to the SEC schools, all the other schools? I mean, where do we fit in here?
There's a lot of enthusiasm for football, and there's a lot of love for the university and for the program, and that is exemplified by the energy that you feel or that we felt last year when we were here. And it's intense. People care. It gets loud. I've called games in the stadium before, and it gets loud in there. And so, you know, this is a great place for college football. I mean, I always hate to compare because somebody gets slighted or you forget somebody or whatever. But this is a great venue, and it's an intimidating one for visitors, I think.
How is Utah kind of seen nationally? Obviously, most of what we hear is West Coast-centered. How are they viewed throughout the country?
I think right now it remains to be seen. Now, I think there's a great respect nationally for the program and what Kyle stands for and the type of physical nature and physical style that they typically play with, and they're usually a really good running team. So all of those things, I think there's a great deal of respect for the program as a whole. This particular team, I think it's still a wait and see, because I think Utah has one win over an FBS team that has a winning record, and that's SC. And beating SC right now is probably a lot different than beating them earlier in the season because they're playing very well. But I think it's wait and see. So you have the opportunity Saturday against a team that I think is respected across the country. If Utah wins this one, then I think some of the attention that has been given to Washington probably starts shifting here to Utah in terms of being the favorite in the Pac-12 and a playoff contender.
Reese, you talk nationally, but in the Pac-12, has Utah arrived? I mean, we're several years into this now. Have they arrived as kind of a Pac-12 upper echelon team in your eyes?
I think you look at the standings, and the proof is in the winning, and they've gradually gotten better. They've done the things that I think coaches and fans who follow it closely understand, that when you jump leagues, that, you know, and I know people from other conferences don't like to hear this, but there's a depth in the Pac-12 or the Big 12 or the SEC that is not necessarily evident. There's a weekly challenge that is not always there. It's not to say there aren't good teams there. It's just that maybe going to the middle or the lower echelon teams in the conference isn't the same thing in maybe some of the leagues that Utah was in previously. So I think what they've done is they've upgraded their roster, they've upgraded their depth, and they've still maintained their culture and their identity as a program. And those two things have worked together very well. And I do think that they're a force in the Pac-12. Obviously, they want to get over the hump and win the thing sometime, win the division first and then try to win the league. But I certainly think they're on the right track for doing that.
Why do you think Utah's consistently forgotten at the beginning of the season? It always seems like it takes a couple of games for them to get talked about.
Probably schedule for the most part. A lot of times it depends on, you know, if you have a high-profile early season marquee game. Think about this. And a lot of it's just how things have fallen, too. Let's say USC had beaten Alabama. If they beat Alabama, then you play them in, late September, I think, is when the game was. You play them, and that game is viewed in an entirely different context. So some of it is just the way the chips fall with the schedule. I'm sure as time goes on, Utah will make an effort to try to be involved in some of those high-profile non-conference games.
And, you know, when they do that, the attention will come earlier. But I think, you know, if you, all things considered, you'd rather have attention at the end when they give out trophies than at the beginning.
Thanks, Rick.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
Try to get your hand down a little bit.